Welcome to our Blue Papers podcast edition. Blue Papers are our version of white papers here at 4imprint. They cover a wide range of business topics, all with an aim to help your organization succeed. This is episode number 193, Email Marketing for Your Small Business, which is part two of a five-part series on improving your digital marketing campaign. If you've missed part one, make sure you check it out as it covers website basics.
Email marketing for your small business. Attention, small business owners. You've been doing big things with few resources for a long time. Digital marketing strategies for small business can help you scale those precious resources to create more value for your brand. Part two of our five-part series on digital marketing for small business, or as we like to call it, digital bootcamp, discusses how to leverage one of the best tools you have, email marketing. When it comes to digital marketing strategies, email marketing is extremely personal. KissMetrics blogger and co-founder of Virtuous Giant, Nathan Hangen, describes it this way. Getting into someone's inbox is like being invited into their home for dinner. If they ask you to take your shoes off, you respectfully do so. It's the same with email marketing. Be on your best behavior at all times, and remember, you're in their house. Email marketing gets you close to clients and prospects. What's more, it gets results. Consider the following. Number one, on average, email marketing comes back with a 4,300% return on investment. Number two, for 20% of marketers, email is directly linked to their primary revenue source. And number three, almost 70% of U.S. internet users say email is their favorite way to communicate with brands. Getting started with this powerful digital marketing tool is easier than you think. You can work an email marketing program in four steps. Step one, get a branded email address. It's better to have name@abccompany.com than name@gmail.com. And the email should mimic the website domain. For example, abccompany.com. 90% of customers say they're more comfortable with a small business that uses a branded email versus a small business that doesn't. Branded email can be forwarded to Outlook, Apple Mail, Yahoo, Gmail, and more. Step two, build a list of subscribers. Here's how. Add an email signup on your social media pages. Collect addresses at events. Run an online contest where people need to share their addresses to enter. Collect emails during checkout, online or in person. Get a complimentary organization to promote your e-newsletter. And add email subscription signup to your homepage and blog. When people share their email addresses, you must explicitly tell them what they'll be getting. For example, exclusive deals, latest offers, or expert reviews. Assure them that they won't be spammed, and set an expectation about how often they'll be emailed. Step 3. Pick an email service provider. Email service providers such as iContact, Constant Contact, and MailChimp set prices based on the size of your email list and email frequency. Pick a provider that you can grow with. Step 4. Create and send your email. Stumped on what to put in an email? Start with these tips. Number 1. Make your email short, simple, and most important, relevant. Number 2. Keep sentences short and use bulleted lists. Number 3. Give your email a purpose, promoting a sale, running a contest, sharing testimonials, and so on. Number 4. Offer clear and enticing calls to action. And number 5, include social sharing links and forward to a friend options. There are federal rules about sending commercial email. The legislation is called Can Spam. This legislation essentially says that in an email, you must identify yourself, properly represent your offerings, and make it easy for recipients to opt out. This isn't legal advice, and it's not complete. For the full scoop, head over to the FTC's website. A reputable email service will help you build canned spam compliant messages. Email marketing can help convert prospects to customers and keep customers warm in between purchases. It calls for patience and experimentation, but the impact is powerful. Give it a try and see for yourself.
Thanks for listening to part two on digital marketing for your small business. For more information about this topic, make sure you check out our blue paper and infographic, at 4imprint.com/bluepapers.